Let's look at India, how globalization has affected India. Globalization in India took place on a major scale due to changes in our economic policy in 1991 that was known as liberalization from 1992, where policy allowed direct foreign investment in the country. This resulted in beneficial effects to the Indian industry. It brought in huge amounts of foreign investments into the industry. Many foreign countries set up industries in India, and foreign countries brought in highly advanced technology. Look at our BPO, our pharmaceutical, our petroleum manufacturing industries have flourished because of the input of technology. Today, we have become very advanced as far as technology is concerned. It's due to this globalization. But it also has got its own negative effects also on the Indian industry. It has increased competition to a very vast effect between the Indian market and foreign companies and domestic companies. Our domestic companies are still not able to compete with the foreign companies. But it also sticks to our mentality where we feel that foreign goods are better than the Indian goods. And therefore, the consumers prefer to buy foreign goods. Or we want a foreign watch. Our own Tata Titan watch is far better than your Swiss-made watches also. But no, we want an imported watch to show off to everybody. With the coming of technology, number of labor required has decreased. And this is the main negative effect of globalization. Therefore, globalization in Indian industry has proved to be both positive as well as negative. Growth. We have seen technology is expanding, especially in transport and communication. Governments are removing international business restrictions. Institutions provide services to ease the conduct of international business. Consumers, more and more, they want to know about foreign goods and services. And therefore, competition has become more global. Even political relationships have improved among some of the major economic powers. Why? Because of the free trade agreements and preferential treatment being given to each other by certain countries. Countries are now compelled to cooperate more on transnational issues. And cross-national cooperation and agreements have increased by leaps and bounds. Well, now let us look at how this globalization is affecting our international business, how it interferes, how it interacts, and what are the repercussions. First of all, let's understand what is international business. It refers to the trade of goods, services, technology, capital, and or knowledge across national boundaries and at a global level. That is where we come to globalization. Transactions of economic resources include capital, skills, and people. These are for the purpose of the international production of physical goods, of services such as banking, finance, insurance, constructions, and so on. these operations affect and are also affected by the physical and societal factors and the competitive spirits involved. Let us also look at the international business operations. How do we conduct the operations? We desire to increase our respective economic values when we are engaging in international trade transactions. Each country wants to increase their economic values. Each firm also wants to be successful, and the firm's strategy must be consistent with the environment in which the firm operates or where it wants to operate, as primary activities in research and development, production, marketing and sales, and customer service also, and also support activities like information systems, logistics, human resources, and so on. Lot of aspects are there. How do you enter the foreign market? For you, if you want to enter the foreign market, there are 6 different modes: exporting, turnkey projects, licensing, franchising, establishing joint ventures with a host country firm, setting up a new subsidiary in the host country. Each of these modes have got their own plus points, have got their own negative points, a lot of pros and cons involved and associated with each of them. Let us look at operations of export-import. Export and imports of products, goods or services are usually a country's most important international economic activity or transaction. By merchandise exports, goods are exported, not including services. Merchandising import, physical good or product that is imported into the respective countries. Then we have service exports. Majority of companies create a product that requires installation, repairs, and troubleshooting. That is where service export comes into the picture. Service exports is simply a resident of one country providing a service to another country. Tourism, transportation, service performance, any other service that you provide to a foreign associate, including asset use. These are all part of service exports. When you want to have a global entry, you have a choice. What are the choices available? First, there is a global concentration. Many multinational enterprises share and overlap markets with a number of other corporations in the same industry. That means they form groups within each other in different forms in different countries. Then there are global synergies, that is the reuse or sharing of resources by a corporation may include marketing departments. Other inputs can be used in multiple markets. Warehousing can be done. These are all shared synergies. Even brand name and brand recognition also is being done mutually. Global strategic motivations, these are other factors beyond entry mode that are the basic reasons for corporate expansion into an additional market. That means when you enter a market, you get further motivations to expand into an additional market. These are strategic reasons that may include establishing a foreign outpost for expansion or developing sourcing sites, amongst other reasons. There are many other strategic reasons that you want to expand when you have the first stage entry. What are the modes of business? The first entry is always export and import. Or wholly owned subsidiary, or merger or acquisition, or alliances and joint ventures or licensing. Different modes, importing and exporting, turnkey operations, tourism and transportation, licensing and franchising, management contracts, foreign direct investment, portfolio management, portfolio investments. What are the functions? Marketing, global manufacturing, supply chain management, accounting, finance, and most important, human resources. Overlaying alternatives are always the choice of countries, organizations, and the control mechanisms which you want to have. What are the factors which will influence you in your business efforts? The first and foremost is always geographical influences, geographical size, climate challenges, natural resources available on a specific territory, population distribution in a country, etc. These are all geographical influences which act as the main factors which you will choose. Then there are political policies, political disputes, particularly those if they result in military confrontation, they can disrupt the trade and investment that you want to make in any country. And therefore, you would like to see that the political policies of a country are stable with no disputes. Then there are legal policies, that is domestic and international laws. They play a very big role in determining how you can operate, how your company can operate in any other country, or how other companies can operate in your country. Then you have got to study the behavioral factors. In a foreign environment, related disciplines such as anthropology, psychology, and sociology are helpful for managers to get a better understanding of the values, attitudes, and beliefs of the local population. And unless and until you study them thoroughly, what kind of a business you will do? Economic forces. Economics explains country differences in cost, currency values, market size. These are the direct factors where you will find that it will attract you more or distract you more. When we look at the internationalization of our business, you want to go on a very vast scale. The measures that are adopted by countries are liberalization, privatization, and globalization. And when these are adopted by countries all over the globe, it leads to reduction in trade barriers. And this in turn allows the smooth flow of goods and services across various boundaries. A large number of firms, both in developing and developed economies, are entering the global markets. You also have got every intention of entering, or you must be working with an internationalized business center. Multinational enterprises now consider the entire world as one market, and they always take advantage. The major advantage which anybody wants to take: number one, cheap labor. Number two, getting inexpensive land and abundant resources available in that country where they want to make an entry. You get these three factors together, your entry will be very fast, and you will be very rapid in your strides. Of course, we in India, we find India possesses a certain unique characteristics that provide a natural setting for testing the relationships between the internationalization and the performance over here. Yes, we are performance oriented. India has altogether different institutional factors such as culture, economic development, and of course stable political and regulatory environment. This is our plus point. Indian multinational corporations face intense competition from foreign MNCs that have developed firm level capacities. They have adapted to skills. They better their competitive ability and learning faster. Of course, as on date, our Indian MNCs, why only MNCs? Even we have also started on this line. Having adaptive skills, we have better competitive ability, and of course, the biggest plus point that we have got is faster learning. Indian MNCs possess comparative advantages that include a competency to successfully manufacture skill-intensive products and services, to develop quality managers, and of course, a low-cost base. All these are factors that is helping the Indian MNCs to grow very fast. Let's look at some of the benefits of internationalization. First, economies of scale occur due to higher factor specialization because of increased production. Second, economies of scope occur when a firm is able to jointly produce two or more products cheaper than producing each of the product individually. Two different products, if you try to produce simultaneously, you may find that they may be cheaper in producing than if you take only one product individually. Third, learning and intuition benefits occur when a firm conducts business in the global markets. Fourth, access to key resource benefits. Globally diversified firms, because they have got access to a variety of resources. Fifth, risk reduction benefits in internationalized firm, because it may spread its operations to multiple countries. And lastly, it gives a firm power to bargain, because it reduces the risk of fluctuations in supply and demand. Internationalization also exposes firms to certain risks. Yes, there are risks involved. And these risks may increase cost, thereby reducing the performance. And some of the risk is due to lack of knowledge regarding foreign markets. Such lack of knowledge deteriorates the performance in the international markets. This can increase transaction costs and other processing costs also. Why? Because you need to produce quality products, and you have got to send the products to many countries, due to which high transaction cost, transportation cost, extra packing costs, these are all factors which increase the production cost. If firms internationalize their operations to exploit economies of scale, scope and learning, they must also understand other costs associated with this type of expansion. We have the impact, we can see, we have seen the impact of ICT and technology. It has benefited us to a vast extent. We have expanded very fast in this direction. It has reduced barriers for movement of ideas, information and services are provided through the internet and other digital means. Large multinational organizations should have better control and trading on the capital as well as other markets. These would be eased through new information technology. Again, there is outsourcing of work within the service sector, that is BPO. Look at the BPO expansion going on. Due to remote developments in remote computer work, still we have big scope for a BPO. We have to see how to give it a quantum push. Distribution and logistics systems are eased by getting new technologies both within the information system and because of developments in the infrastructure in many parts of the world. The internationalization theory is very closely related to understand corporate behavior in a specific environment. There will be new competition, including cultural competition from fairly new and growing entrants. WTO and GATT have enabled trade and investment flows to be less restricted than ever before. Countries, our country and other countries like Latin American countries, we have opened up our economies to take advantage of this internationalization so that our firms can take a lot of advantage. Network. Internationalization theory has been dealing with national boundaries as real and existing. On the other hand, IT technology enables a more dispersed structure where outsourcing and vertical disintegration of large firms is in many cases a reality. This type of network can be found within growth sectors like electronics, computers, software developments, and all these centers. We in India, we have expanded very fast. Network internationalization could be a more coherent term in grasping the internationalization process presently taking place. Yes, process is still taking place. You have got to still grasp it more. Multinational enterprise, yes, MNC or multinational corporation is a company that has a worldwide approach to markets, production and operations in several countries. They range from any kind of business activities or market, from consumer goods to machinery, manufacturers, etc. And such companies need to bridge the separate national markets into one global marketplace. Of course, the role of MNEs have been recognized as a very important factor in developing the emergence of the present intertwined world economy and market. Outsourcing of business, I think if you look at the pandemic of COVID today, work from home culture, this is one of the biggest jump of outsourcing business. The role of outsourcing of non-core activity has in many cases optimized. Large firms within high-tech production often form a web of relationship with suppliers and distributions to final markets. They keep the core brand and product development and core skills firmly in their own hands. And they are gradually extended their market and investment activities into new countries and regions. They have also been able to integrate their activities due to new global technological, managerial and logistic improvements by outsourcing business. Network managing, the whole network in the global firm is a vast undertaking. It helps to manage all relationships and strengthen the position of the company. Inbound network related to the relationship with suppliers. Outbound network related to the markets or marketing organizations. Distributors and other organizations related to marketing is another relational focus for global companies acting on business markets. And the global reach with the help of ICT enables management to develop this network in a successful manner in many cases. Thank you.